Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Monday of the third week of Easter, April 20th, 2026. Our passage today comes from the Evangelist John, where he writes, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered them and said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him the Father, God, has set his seal." The crowd found him again. They had crossed the water, retraced their steps, and asked their questions with a kind of eager urgency. "Rabbi, when did you get here?" It sounds innocent enough, almost affectionate. But Jesus, who sees beyond words into the movements of life, into the movements of the heart, answers not the question they ask, but the one they are living. "You are looking for me because you ate the loaves and were filled." There is no condition or condemnation in his voice, only truth, and it is a truth that gently unsettles us. We understand that crowd more than we might like to admit. We come to God with our needs, real needs, pressing needs. We come when something is lacking, when we are afraid, when we are uncertain, when we are hungry for direction, comfort, or relief. And God, in his mercy, often meets us right there. He multiplies loaves in our lives in ways both seen and unseen. But then comes the deeper invitation. Jesus does not reject their seeking. He purifies it. "Do not work for food that perishes," he says. He's not dismissing earthly needs. He feeds them, after all. But he is asking, what are you really living for? What is the hunger beneath your hunger? Because there is a kind of life spent chasing what satisfies only for a moment. Approval, success, control, comfort. And there is another kind of life, one that seeks what endures. Jesus speaks of a different nourishment, the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. Notice here the shift, not food we earn, but food he gives, not something we grasp, but something we receive. The crowd is still thinking in terms of effort. What must we do? How do we secure this? But Jesus is revealing something more profound. The deepest hunger of the human heart is not satisfied by striving, but by relationship. The food he offers is himself. It is his presence, his word, his life given for us. And this food does not merely sustain, it transforms. It begins even now, the life that will never end. There is a quiet temptation in the spiritual life to seek God for what he gives rather than for who he is. We may not ask for bread on a hillside, but we ask for solutions, for clarity, for peace. And again, these are good, but if we stop there, we risk missing the greater gift. Jesus does not want to be simply useful to us. He wants to be known. He wants to be loved. He wants to be received. He wants to become the very center of our desire. And so today the gospel places before us a gentle but piercing question. Why am I seeking him? Is it only for what he can fix? Only for what he can provide? Or is there growing within me a deeper hunger for him himself? The journey of faith is not a rejection of our needs. It is a transformation of them over time. The heart begins to say, Lord, even if you give me nothing else, give me yourself, and in that, everything is given. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you see the hidden hunger within us, the restless searching, the quiet longing, the ways we come to you for what passes away. Gently purify our hearts. Teach us to seek not only your gifts, but your presence. Feed us with the bread that endures, the life that only you can give. Draw us deeper into faith until you yourself become our true desire. We ask this in trust and in love. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day. When we take a look at a passage from the gospel we shared at the Eucharist and apply its deeper meaning to our lives, may God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.